Hi everybody, welcome back to The Experience, because it is The Experience. Thank you for joining me with our amazing time together as participant and listener. I'm here to spread frequencies to help the body. Frequencies to strengthen the energies that surround us, that protect our soul. If you're first joining us, after this episode, check out my other episodes about the layers of body of electrical energy, the aura of which we cannot see, of which is still there. So by prayer, mantra, chant, expression through words, we can connect and repair the first layer, the etheric body, the thin electromagnetic electricity wrap that's around you that sends signals to the body that gives you updates on your surroundings, that gives your soul updates on surroundings. It's always protecting you. The seven layers are always protecting you. So I want everybody, wherever you guys are sitting, however you guys are listening to this, if you're laying down, put your hands by your side. You know, if you're sitting, or whatever you guys want to do, reach your hands up to the sky. Just for a second, bring your hands together. Feel the energy. Now back down to your stomach and to your side. Let go of any tension that you have with your hands to your side. You are free of any tension. You are weightless. Your body is harmonizing. Now, mantra is very important. I love doing it. So we were going to begin with some sounds to help send signals to that layer of repair and to show that, to send signals of frequencies of harmony, of connection. Of exception. Accepting. But mainly harmonizing. Okay, so we're going to begin now. Yoga. meditation, yoga. We are completely clear of any tense friction or anything. Completely still. Let the wavelengths become in contact with the harmonization. Yoga, yoga, meditation, meditation, we are free of any distraction, any tense is all gone. We are completely relaxed. Completely still. You have importance. It's importance of electricity. You have electricity in you that protects you, that protects your inner source. Your inner source cannot be infiltrated. You are completely safe. Mm-hmm. Meditation. Meditation. Everyone is so special and meaningful and has their own code, their own genetic aura, their own genetic code, their own aura that shines. Use your logic, use your discretion to help strengthen the mental body. Right now, we're strengthening the etheric body. It's a thin layer of electricity and frequencies that protect you, that surround you. You are constantly emitting frequencies, and we have the control of which ones enter and which ones emit from us. Nobody can do anything to you. You are completely safe. Begin to emotionally become intelligent, knowing that expressing emotions and being right with your emotions is a good thing. But remember not to take in unnecessary data. Help others emotionally. But become intelligent by knowing the balance. This will help your astral body. This body is known to be able to project farther, a couple feet. It might even be longer than that. But you can also use this body to project in many other ways. Become emotionally intelligent and understand yourself, understand people, be personable, be approachable. Be able to have conversations. Be able to tell people that you're not interested in having a conversation. It's all about balance. Your character matters. Everything you do in life is recorded. It's being monitored. Not in a bad way, but in an electrical way, through frequencies. As you run across the field doing sprints, the seven layers are emitting all these frequencies. As you go into a crowded event, a special fun event, your etheric body, your first layer, is giving you all the data that your higher electricity needs to know, letting you know of excitement, creativity, possible confusion, meaning interruption or conflict. It protects you from anything that's bad. As you walk into a grocery store, it emits all the frequencies, letting your inner soul know of what's going on. Your higher selves at the divine body and the spiritual body are always in control. They're always knowing what's happening. But it's up to the lower etheric body to be able to take this data in. The spiritual body and divine body don't have anything to do with finding the data. They just examine it and determine what steps need to be taken for further progression of the source of light in you. It has been said that there's multiple lights that come off you, but one thing is for sure, there's several layers of electrical boundaries, force fields that you admit, and that some are acting as a protection, some are admitting frequencies. Like when you go into, a restaurant, it's, night, evening, and everybody's having a good time and you just feel good. That's because good vibes are in the air. That's because people's auras and energies are thriving and connecting, and people are having discussions using their intellect, and that's producing wavelengths of good vibes. Good vibes only, baby. Our soul is here to progress. And so it's monitoring where and what we do for the betterment of us. It is you. It's just in a different form. It's your energy. You're monitoring yourself. The system of your body is so complex. It's a real life computer. A real life living electrical organism that functions. So let's let that all sink in and listen to the sounds. We are one, we are special. We are one as a universe. I believe one day we will all be holding hands, meditating, and we can all disappear together and perform the greatest energy completion. Thank you guys for listening. We are protected. We are source. No matter what, just remember that these energies protect you. Use them. Use them to protect you. Use them because data is constantly being transferred from the etheric body up to the astral body and to the just to those two, and then upwards to the casual body, which is your first inner layer that's protecting the soul. So this is the first layer that receives data, and then the soul and the upper energies are able to give instructions or try to push yourself into a certain direction of purity, of harmony, to progress. The casual, the spiritual, and the divine bodies, they don't come close to the data because they're a source. They're able to see it through the etheric body. It's considered too low of a frequency, but it all works together. Your soul is always protecting you and will always give you an option to get better, to improve. I hope this was a good experience. It was really a good one for me. I love doing these. Thank you guys for listening. Message me if you like this stuff. Message me about your experiences with spirituality, meditation, and if you notice, you know, how sometimes you can identify with your mental body that you're vibrating, or, you know, you're either getting, you know, bumped into by some type of frequency, and these things happen all the time, like a conflict, like an argument. This is going to immediately affect the etheric body, and they're gonna basically light up and be accepting all the data that's going on and transmitting it and figuring out what's going on. And that's why it's important to have harmony with your family members, to not cause arguments, to be approachable, to be teachable, but be confident. And don't allow any energy to, I mean, it's only going to try to bump you. It can't really do anything else. Because you're strong and you're going to do these chants on your own. And if you guys are doing the chants as well, it's really helpful. Freedom of speech. I mean, excuse me, power of speech. Powerful. It can prayer, mantra, words, they all create energy. They all create ideas, they all create thoughts, they all create imaginations. So be careful with your words and be intentional with what you're doing. Practice this if you can. To help protect your seven layers, first with your etheric body, the first one. Do some sort of thanking or be, you know, say to yourself in the morning what you're thankful for. Write it down or pray. The main thing is do some sort of sound frequency healing like we did. Mantra. This is going to help protect and build and restore and create a strong force of protection. Next, we're going to talk about the astral body. This is your emotions. And like we said, be emotionally balanced. Know when to help people and be compassionate and be there for somebody. And know when not to accept any energy, like at a store or something, if someone is, you know, bursting into some sort of argument. That's, you know, learn to not let these, that's what your emotional intelligence is. And also knowing that you can express your emotions. Then we go up to the causal body, which is the first layer of your soul. This is where you start. Oh, wait, let's go back. And then we have the mental body. This is where you start thinking, becoming intellectual. This is where, excuse me, I'm sorry, that's the next one. This is where you become logical and you use your reasoning to strengthen this force field, this layer of energy. Have you ever noticed when, like, let's say there was a discussion going on and you can tell someone was bringing up like something controversial or maybe it didn't happen, and one of the persons right away used logic or reasoning to figure it out. Right away, ask questions to logically figure out if something did occur. This is what we're talking about, using our reasoning to know what is right for us, what information and data we can store. This strengthens our mental body. Now, the main thing about the mental body is to have discernment. Be able to take in information and process it and make sure you're not just, make sure you are not going down certain mental roads that are damaging to the psyche. You know, protect your psyche. Think about positive things. Think about the positive side of everything. Like, let's say, you know, whatever topic it might be, there's always a bad or a good to it. Try to see the good side and try to manifest that good side to it in thought form. This will help strengthen your mind to always think positively and to block negative manifestation. We want positive manifestation. So just use your logic or reasoning, which everybody has. And we go through these things day to day. Day to day. I'm just putting it into this context of energy, electricity that forms around you. You know, that beams off of you. That, you know, that you can strengthen. Let's go to the casual body, which is the first inner part of the soul, which is protecting, the first line of protection. So this is part of where you start to become aware of or think about the soul afterlife. You know, your intellect would be high here. You might be in an advanced class of some sorts. And you have to understand, like, let's say at a college campus, there are so many people on so many different levels. So many different levels. And you know, science is a way to get to certain levels of intellect as well. But it's important to incorporate spirituality, because there's an important topic about intellectual consciousness, is that we can only interpret a fraction of intelligence through the thoughts and the ability of the brain through our open eyes. There's a whole other set of information that can be inputted and stored through meditation. It's a completely different way of getting information, and most of people don't access it. It's hard to access, but we can practice. We can put the energy around us to practice and to be still and be relaxed. So understand that intelligence can bring you to a sort of enlightenment by knowing what the body needs to do to exit this realm correctly, which is through meditation, to disappear through meditation. But there's a whole other side of intelligence that we don't know because of our lack. Or maybe you are far along in meditation in listening to this. But there are yogis and people that are sitting still for long periods of time while society runs around, and our energies just get tangled up. And, you know, how can we protect ourselves? We can start now. Let's move on to the spiritual body. This is where things get more, you start to feel changes in your body, you start to feel the energy on your face, you start to feel the wavelengths. This is where you can hear frequencies. This is where a big portion of protection comes from and decision-making comes from, in order to push the body into the correct pathways. Now, and serious intellect, like we would say, maybe the enlightenment part would come here, which is what I talked about. And maybe in the casual body, we'd just be beginning, and we'd just be beginning. Or excuse me, the enlightenment part is for the last one, which is the divine body, which is total consciousness. And this is where they the total consciousness comes from. Of all knowing. And so, now that we know what our body needs to do, how can we put ourselves in that position to do it? By sitting still, by relaxing, by not doing anything to harm our bodies, not taking anything to harm our bodies, to be pure, to be nice to others, to love each other, to create bonds. When you have a conversation with a friend or a teacher, and it's intelligent conversation, you know, and you have a realization, and there's just so much energy that's emitting off of the bodies. And that's why it feels good when you walk into certain places, and it feels good for some reason. Because people's bodies are lighting up and extending their frequency past their body, outwards. So I believe it's the Earth's purpose for everybody to get to that point at one time, and the Earth, all, you know, all the power comes together and we complete, you know. But it's, thank you guys for listening. This has been an amazing experience. And you guys already know. We'll see you on the next one.